Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is a memorial of St. Francis de Sales, and from the United States, we hear from Maria Curtis, a lay Dominican and retired music educator who lives in Chandler, Arizona. Her preaching today is entitled Roots.
The Holy Gospel according to Mark. On another occasion, Jesus began to teach by the sea. A very large crowd gathered round him, so that he got into a boat on the sea and sat down, and the whole crowd was beside the sea on land. He taught them at length in parables, and in the course of instruction he said to them, "Hear this. A sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Other seed fell on rocky ground where it had little soil. It sprang up at once because the soil was not deep. But when the sun rose, it was scorched and it withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it produced no grain. And some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit. It came up and grew and yielded 30, 60, 100-fold. He added, "Whoever has ears to hear ought to hear." And when he was alone, those present along with the 12 questioned him about the parables. He answered them, "The mystery of the kingdom of God has been granted to you, but to those outside, everything comes in parables, so that they may look and see, but not perceive, and hear and listen, but not understand, in order that they may not be converted and be forgiven." Jesus said to them, "Do you not understand this parable? Then how will you understand any of the parables? The sower sows the word. Those are the ones on the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear, Satan comes at once and takes away the word sown in them. And these are the ones sown on rocky ground, who when they hear the word receive it at once with joy, but they have no roots. They last only for a time. Then when tribulation or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Those sown among thorns are another sort. They are the people who hear the word, but worldly anxiety, the lure of riches, and the craving for other things intrude and choke out the word, and it bears no fruit. But those sown on rich soil are the ones who hear the word and accept it, and bear fruit 30, 60, and 100-fold. The Gospel of our Lord. I was born a city girl, but my roots are in the earth. My dad came from a Scotch-Irish stock, growing up in a family of farmers from Michigan, until he joined the Navy and left the life of his youth behind. My mother was the daughter of a Mexican sheep herder who eventually owned a small cotton farm in Glendale, Arizona. She became an RN, but she too loved the earth. She grew beautiful roses, and her fruit trees, plum, apricot, and peach, were always loaded with fruit. And my dad loved taking care of his yard, and he was really proud of his Easter lilies. They lay dormant most of the year, but in the spring, they bloomed brightly, always by Easter. I find I too love the rich feeling of the earth as I pull weeds or stir up the earth around my flowers. And when I listened to today's gospel, I was struck by the thought that the root of the problem was roots. The word the sower sowed that fell on the path had no roots. They didn't even have time to put roots down. The word sown on rocky ground had no rich soil in which to put down roots, so they too were doomed. No roots to them, to the earth. Those who were sown among thorns had their roots choked out by the thorns they grew with. Only those who were sown in rich soil had the kind of roots that could bear fruit. Their roots were deep in the earth, strong, resilient, able to endure. But what kind of roots do we have? Do we take care of our faith by tilling the soil? Do we take time to make sure our roots are growing deeper? Do we read scripture daily? Do we increase our knowledge of church teaching? Do we take time to pray and sit with our Lord in silence and adoration? do we take time to serve our brothers and sisters so we do not become self-centered. I am sure you can think of many ways to put down your roots of faith. They don't have to be earth-shattering events. You don't have to travel across the world and become a missionary. St. Dominic wanted to be a missionary, but even though his dream was never realized, he bore much fruit. He bore it with the beginning of his order. The ripple effect stopped and happened, and then even more missionaries occurred because of his order. They spread across the globe. Today is the feast day of St. Francis de Sales. He was instrumental in laying groundwork for the Second Vatican Council, teaching of the universal call to holiness, that lay people living lives in the real world can grow in holiness. He had proven by his own example that you can grow in holiness while involved in active occupation. He fought Calvinism by going door to door to spread the true faith. His gentle spirit never condemned, or brought people to the church by never giving up. For 3 years, he traveled the countryside, having doors slammed in his face and rocks thrown at him. He wrote pamphlets about true Catholic doctrine and slipped them under the doors when the doors were slammed in his face. He never gave up. For people living busy lives, he gave the spiritual direction. Quote, retire at various times into the solitude of your own heart. Even while outwardly engaged in discussion or transactions with others, and talk to God. By turning your eyes on God in meditation, your whole soul will be filled with God. Begin all your prayers in the presence of God. End of quote. Beautiful advice on how to care for your roots. When I dig in my garden soil, I remember those who've gone before me. They not only cared for the earth, but for their spiritual lives as well. And it can be seen in their fruit. Not only recognize saints bear fruit, there are many examples of ordinary holiness that bring the fruit of a truly humble, holy life. I received word today that my aunt passed away. She had faced many hardships in her life. She lived with diabetes since she was a young woman, and in later life, diabetes took away her sight and left her unable to walk. But she never complained about her own problems. She always talked to you about you and focused on the beauty of life. She loved the Lord and lived a faithful life. And as the end drew near, one of her visitors remarked, oh, the air has been really dry recently. Still thinking of others and not herself, my aunt gave the visitor advice on how to humidify her home naturally with a tea kettle. Always putting others first, even though this was about 3 days before she passed. Purely a sign of the fruit of holiness. Those sown in rich soil are the ones who hear the word, accept it, and bear fruit 30, 60, 100-fold. The fruit of ordinary holiness, the fruit of St. Dominic, the fruit of St. Francis de Sales, they could not have been grown without roots. Our daily lives can't bear fruit without roots. So till your soil and give your holiness the food with which it can put down good roots.